This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
Living in a house that has been specially adapted can be helpful for someone with a visual impairment. Jo Lawson is RNIB Cymru's independent living manager, and I asked her to explain Visibly Better.
Visibly Better came out of a piece of work that we did with Welsh Government back in 2007. Welsh Government wanted us to do some work around housing and the built environment and wanted to make sure that they were future-proofing their accommodation, their services across Wales. So in a publication called Housing Site, we identified a couple of key principles. So things like lighting, signage, wayfinding, colour, tone and contrast. So things that are very important for blind and partially sighted people to be able to navigate safely and independently around a building. So we pulled that together in a publication, and out of that came an accreditation. So it's called Visibly Better. We work with predominantly housing associations and councils in looking at their older people's services and accommodation, so sheltered, extra care and care homes. We do lots of work and support the organisation, do a holistic assessment, so everything from policies, procedures, how organisations write to tenants, communicate to tenants, and then the final bit is around auditing the built environment and making sure that they've used all of our principles and they are working towards sort of an inclusive environment for everyone.
And how is it funded?
So we work with councils and housing associations, and they would have a contract with us and they would pay us in order to deliver the services. Within the contract, we look at what the organisation needs to move them forward. So there's some compulsory elements. So what we think is important is that they're trained. So organisation top down, so chief executive right the way through to sort of care.